I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
At times, our ideas of God have served us well. They have been quoted as the inspiration for acts of incredible benevolence. Conversely, they have been used as the inspiration for acts of horrible cruelty and terrible violence as man has contemplated his place in the universe. Holy wars, crusades, jihads, these are some of the darkest, most violent acts of aggression mankind has committed onto himself, and they were all done in the name of his religions. These are the choices for behaviors individuals have made. These are the acts of violence we reject yesterday, today, and forever. Where have our concepts of God failed us? It is at the point which one creation is asked to harm another. It is at the time when one concept of God is held above another. It is at the time when our weakness as mortal beings with a finite view of forever cannot conceive of unending, pure, infinite, unconditional love.
Hello! Welcome to episode 31 of Hacker Voice Radio. It is the something of the something of something 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 21st of September 2005. For now, I'm joined with Planet.
Hello. Hello. Sorry, that's me. Yeah, hi.
Seeing as Scoby just crapped out himself there. We were just talking about certain things that we want to be talking about. Wait a second. That didn't make sense. For the actual event, which will be held at the 7th of October 2005, the Hacker Voice Conference. I'm proud to say I finished my opening speech. So that's all done and dusted. I just want to touch up a bit over the few weeks. I think we'll be concentrating on what we'll be presenting, what we'll be talking about, you know, just to give some sort of construct to the Matrix. Yep.
Yes. So I still have no idea what I'm going on about. But I never do have, so.
Yeah. Any news from you?
No, nothing. As far as I can tell, it's quite tech news day. I've not seen anything out of the ordinary. It's got my goat. I saw that one of the Liberal Democrat MPs is become the spokesman for No to ID.
Yeah.
I think Scoby might have touched on that last night, though.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
He was talking about Lib Dems and their approach to ID cards and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is going to be something we talk about more as news pours in.
Sure.
But there's not much on it at the moment. So.
Exactimundo.
I was actually on the Home Office's website today. Legally, they put a load of, you know, I didn't pull a Gary McKinnick or whatever his name is and start downloading things in the name of conspiracy.
Yeah.
They put a load of information out there, the government do, all official stuff about the research they're doing and things like that. And what I was reading was PDFs about the market research they're doing for the ID card and stuff like that. And one thing that bothered me a lot was they interviewed a bunch of different ethnic minorities, and they're saying, right, if this ID card comes in, what would be your biggest fear? Now, would it be increased racism by the police and things like that? Or would it be like losing a few rights and having all your stuff in the database? You know, and now, let me just repeat those choices for you. It's increased racism, or, you know, database and all your rights go away. And none of them voted for the lack of privacy option. Yeah. It really sounded like, I was reading between the lines, and I'm a conspiracy nut, I know, but it really sounded like the market research people were playing up the possible increased racism kind of card. Mm-hmm. So that then they say, oh, well, that's what people are worried about. If we address that, then everyone will vote for it and, you know, we'll get it in no problem.
Yeah.
So, sounds like they're trying to sweep the old lack of civil liberties under the carpet a bit there, but hardly a surprising move. So.
Sure. In Download All You Can News, PEP, the Pro-Gym Enclosure Puller, is a small PHP script which find all the enclosures in RSS 2.0 feeds, and utilizing Progium's new BitTorrent API, which will have a torrent created and seeded for each, as an example of just what exactly this means, Progym is now using pip to automatically torrent the top items found in the dell.icio.us popular video feed. In general, this now means distributing via BitTorrent can be had with almost zero work or duplication of effort. That's pretty cool. Very cool.
Sounds alright, yeah.
Yeah. I think somebody else had something like that, but I guess it's just been like standardized now. IBM ThinkPads now in titanium. Lenovo, who now owns IBM's PC business, has introduced new shades to the ThinkPad range with the launch of a Z series laptop that comes both in a classic black case or special edition brushed titanium cover. Wow. Oh, that's my phone. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. FCC may push Bell's to unbundle DSL. The FCC is nearing approval of two big phone deals, Verizon MCI and SBC AT&T, according to people familiar with the situation cited by the Wall Street Journal. But regulators are considering requesting asset sales and other moves, including the offering of unbundled DSL without requiring customers, mostly home users, to subscribe to the phone service. This is something that I've been waiting for quite a while. Which means that basically you won't have to be bitch slapped into having a phone line as well as a DSL service. Verizon already allows some customers to do that, but SBC doesn't. Patrick Mahoney, an analyst that Yankee Group said that the traditional phone lines are cash cows. Also, allowing customers to buy internet access without traditional phone service would be costly to telecom providers. So basically, they're trying to get a cheap buck in by selling you a phone line which you don't need for an extra subscription, as well as the DSL line. So if they were able to kind of take away that phone line and only provide you a DSL service, which would mean that you could run your VoIP service over that line as well as your internet, freeing you of an extra £30 a month charge, which is excellent.
Yeah, I'm getting stiffed on that at a minute with BT.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to have the line in order to get the DSL in, and I never use the bloody phone.
That's why I switched. That's why I switched away from BT to Bulldog. But then again, I'm stuck with that phone, even though it's not too expensive. The subscription thingy, so it's not too bad.
Mm. All I went for was the absolute basic flat rate.
Yeah.
On the BT line. And you ring them up and say, like, I want a phone line. And say, okay, we've got this super package where you can get weekend calls for free. I said, well, bollocks to you. I can get any call I want for free. You know, all the people I use, all the people I call on Skype. So, beat that deal.
Yeah.
Right, I want the absolute minimum, just the line.
Yeah.
The package, please. They don't like that.
Oh, because they don't make their money out of that.
Yeah, yeah. They're trying to talk you into all kinds of stuff, you know. But stick with it and keep saying no.
Any other news?
No, I got nothing.
Okay. That's about it from now.
Most of the stuff I've been working on today is been, as I was saying to you earlier, trying to write some articles.
Yeah.
And a bit of actual content for the show. Ooh. So I've got a bit of that in a rough draft, not on me. That's all at work because I was skiving off writing it. So hopefully in upcoming shows, maybe this week, maybe next, you'll hear me banging on about something or other. Mark that one down on your calendar. That's a day to look forward to.
But yeah, I've got a good feeling about this conference. Oh, we've got a caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, it's you. How's it going, buddy? You managed to sort out your
bad stuff?
Oh, dear.
My motherboard here, and there's a good portion of it black.
Your motherboard's gone black?
That's not good.
No, it's not good.
Did you pour a drink down your motherboard or something, or is it that dusty?
It's overheated. It's gone.
You don't sound too happy there.
No, because I
would you be?
Huh?
I don't have a computer now.
You don't have a computer now?
No.
Ah, that sucks. What about your laptop? Did you not buy a laptop or...?
So, that's all IBM game sucks.
Ah.
Oh, that sucks.
So, what are you going to do?
I have a few ones or... I'm actually building it once.
How could you not just replace the motherboard with a pack of Pringles or something?
I've tried that before, but it didn't work. So, I don't know.
What about a pint of Guinness?
Huh?
I said, what about a pint of Guinness?
Well, that should kickstart anything, but I'll get a try.
Well, Linux would run on anything, so, you know.
Yeah, with it half a motherboard, I don't think it's done.
You can call it Ginnix.
It looks like I won't be doing the show until I get that fixed.
That sounds a bit fucked, man. Sorry
to hear
about
that. Yeah, what do you reckon it was? Power short or something like that?
I think it was either on a power surge or... it overheated.
Ah. More likely that it overheated.
Yeah. It's been on constant for 4 years, so the time it lasted is fucking long.
Blimey. Anything we can help you out with?
No.
Yeah,
no.
New motherboard.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to get I'm just going to run the whole game machine, so...
I'll get the back of you. Oh dear. So I guess you can't read your emails anymore. Or go or do anything apart from in college. Can't you just salvage a motherboard from something old that they're throwing away in college or something? Hello?
Is he still there?
I don't know. Is he crying?
I would be.
Yeah. You still there, buddy? Nah, he's dead. I guess. Hello?
Maybe his phone's gone black as well.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like a happy chappy to me.
There he is.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah, I was saying, can you not salvage like a motherboard from college or something like that?
No.
Damn. Fucking sucks, man.
I know.
Do you have anything else to rip it out of, or is it just you're stuck with that one?
I've been stuck with this one for about 3 weeks now. You know, all my systems have died at the same time, this sucks.
Well, strange things have happened to me, man. As I said, I went downstairs. I was in XP, came back up the stairs, and I was in Linux. I thought, what the fuck happened there, man? The fucker must have rebooted.
You.
Yeah, man. It's mad. I'm guessing it rebooted, and when I came back, it was by default in Linux, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, I'll let you guys go into the show.
Okay, man.
Talk to you sometime later.
Yeah, I feel bad for you, man. I seriously do.
Same here, mate. Take care.
I'm going to be offline except from college.
Oh, man. Fucking killer.
It's even worse. I've got a 4D weekend coming up.
Oh, man. That's going to be a killer. Can you not go to, like a internet shop or something to keep your addiction going? Just to, you know, keep the pain from...
I think I went back to college.
Yeah, just go back to college and...
Yeah, I'm getting loving now.
Oh, man, sucks.
Hopefully, I get paid on Friday, so as soon as I'll build up a new fucking machine.
Cool, okay.
If not, then I'll just salvage the parts and sell them and you can make some money.
Yeah. Go dumpster diving.
Yeah, well, actually, I'll do that tomorrow.
Fair enough, man.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later, okay?
Alright, later, buddy.
Bye, mate.
Bye.
Ouch.
Yeah, man, major ouch.
I suppose the cheapest solution would be to find out the make and model of your motherboard. Rip out everything that isn't black and go onto eBay, see if you can get a second hand one or something like that.
Yeah,
at least then it should be pretty compatible with all the gear you've already got in there.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can stick a motherboard in anyway. It's just
but it's not going to have to piss about going, oh, you know, what was my memory speed again?
Yeah.
What kind of processor was it? Was it the, I don't know what he uses, but
well,
you know, the Pentium 4 775, or was it this chipset and, you know, stuff like that? If he gets the exact same make and model on the cheap, bang, put plug and play.
Yeah, but he would just have to reconfigure the drivers, and that's about it.
Yeah, he should be fine doing it.
Wow. At least
that sucks.
At least
big
the hard disk
right.
didn't die. You know, that's one of my major concerns so far.
Because that's going to have all his stuff on it, isn't it? And he's writing a new operating system.
Yeah, fine.
I don't know if he backs it up or not, but
I'm sure he did. Damn, man, this is just going to be a fucking downer of a day. I feel so bad. I'd just ship him. I would just ship him. A motherboard.
Yeah. I was going to ask him to put on the forums what kind it was.
Yeah.
And I'll see if I know anyone or if we've got one lying around at work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You never know. And then it suddenly hit me, don't say that to him because he hasn't got a computer.
Exactly.
Oh, salt in the wound, mate.
Yeah.
I would get on the forums if I could. Weren't you listening?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fucking hell, man.
What is it today? The 21st?
Yeah.
Just trying to figure out when the 7th is.
Bloody
ages away, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks from now, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too far. Because I was going to say, if it wasn't that far away, so Sadik will ask him when we see him in a few days. And you know, sort him out or something.
Yeah, well, just to let you know that I will be bringing down those t-shirts and hoodies.
Oh, cool.
On that day, because I just thought there's no point in me shipping them now because it's going to cost me more than just giving it to you, basically.
Yeah, too.
Although I promised Ionix that this weekend I will send them out to him, and I will.
Cool.
It's just a case of me waking up before 12 o'clock on Saturday to go to the post office.
That half-day closing's a bitch.
Yeah. I hate banks. Why do they close at 5 o'clock when everybody else finishes work? It's like the whole point of a bank is
to piss you off.
It's just like you finish work and then you go to the bank, you sort out your banking and then you go home. Mm. But you can't do that because it finishes at 12. And even if you decide at lunchtime to go, everybody else is there at lunchtime, so the queue is like basically out of the fucking door of the bank.
You got to go about 3 o'clock, 3:30.
Yeah. But
take your lunch break really late.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck them.
Bastards.
Don't use banks. Take all your money out of banks, see what happens.
See how they like them apples.
Yeah, just have a go. And Ionix's comment about Scobie's motherboard is that blows hairy goats.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
It does, yeah. Oh man, should we get Ionix on the show?
Yeah, get him on.
Oh man, it's one of those days, eh?
Rest in peace, Scobie's motherboard.
Yeah. What was it, 2002 to 2005? Will always be remembered for a quiet wearing.
Why do the good go young?
We weren't close, but we knew each other from the IRQ ports. She dealt me a lot of hex, and I was always respectful when she wasn't capable of maintaining 1 gigahertz. She will always be remembered as a close friend, and for some, a loved one.
She leaves behind a processor and 2 memory sticks. That's weird. If it was overheating, it should have shut down. Yeah. Like I said, I don't know what is really running, but... Yeah.
Ashes to ashes. Silicon to silicon.
It's probably out there now, digging at a grave.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Yeah, not bad. How's yourself?
I'm doing much better. I'm feeling a bit better.
Oh, that's good.
I'm not a snot factory anymore. It's taken a while for the lungs to clear, but...
Yeah.
Poor Scobie.
Oh, yeah, We've just said our goodbyes to the motherboard.
Goodbye, motherboard. Fare thee well.
Yeah. May ye venture peacefully to the great server room in the sky.
Where we shall someday meet again.
Yes. May be blessed with a fat pipe. May the Lord Binus give you a 1th and a 0.
Amen.
The Lord Binus doth take us away with a 1 and a 0.
And the Lord Binus said unto man, may the 1 give it, and the 0 take us away.
In this case, the 0 really did take it away.
Yeah, that was a big fat 0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should really make computers do that noise when they die.
Yeah. Windows has performed the legal operation.
Our survey says...
And when you get the blue screen of death, it should just like start giggling like an 11-year-old schoolgirl.
So how did the scripted show yesterday go? I haven't gotten a chance to listen to it yet.
Well, it wasn't really scripted. We just had a bit more construct of it. That was it. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Well, listen back. Tell me what you think. It was,
I will.
It had a Soviet feel to it.
A Soviet feel?
Yeah.
Goddamn commies.
Ah, hey. Motherland!
Can't go around dissing the commies.
No.
The Soviets, you can, but they weren't really commies.
Well, we played the national anthem.
Which one?
This one.
I gotta say this about Russian composers.
Mm-hmm.
They do nationalist music so well.
Oh, yeah. I've been playing that all day at work, really loud, with a red background.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I've had a song stuck in my head for like 2 days.
Yeah.
It's a really bad song to say. It's stuck in your head. It's from Ali G, The Best of Borat. Or not The Best of Borat, but it was Borat.
Yeah.
It was that country tune he did.
Yeah, what, Kill All the Jews?
No, Throw the Jew Down the Well.
Yeah, Throw the Jew Down the Well.
Jeez.
My country, it has a problem. It has.
And the problem is the Jew.
Jew, throw
he
the Jew.
He will take all your money, and he'll never get it back. Throw the Jew down the well, throw the Jew down the well.
Except with some interest.
I don't know. I think the funniest part about it was the audience reaction.
Yeah, I thought. I mean, I'm not a racist or a whatever, but I thought that reaction of the crowd, where they all started singing along to this guy going, you know, throw the Jews down the well, and they all started singing along. I thought, wow, America, slow
I've
down.
I've never seen this.
You've never seen it?
Welcome.
No, I missed this one. Is this Ali G in the USA?
Planet actually, Scobie actually played it on one episode.
Oh, right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it in Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah.
In a country bar.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
I've got to watch
scary
more of that.
As the Hunting the Jew one.
No, I've never seen that one.
Oh, he goes to a game ranch in Texas. Where they basically keep wild animals there so that they can hunt them.
Yeah.
And he was going on about like what was the most exotic animal they ever shot, and there was like some type of Chinese deer.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we got to shoot one of those last week. You know, they're in the States now. Like, great. Only an American would single-handedly and willingly. It make a species extinct.
Or a whole nation.
Just for... Yeah, right. But Borat was going on about
actually,
how...
Actually, a whole race near the... Okay. Anyway. Sorry, I had to stop there.
Yeah. He was going on about how it's too bad that they can't, raise Jews on the ranch.
Oh, dear.
And the guy's like, yeah, I know, but, you can't do that sort of thing in America.
God damn.
I'm amazed that got aired at all.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is that Baron Cohen Sasha, who is Borat, or Ali G, is actually Jewish himself.
Oh, yeah, with a last name like Cohen.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. It's amazing. It's like... so funny and so scary at the same time.
Yeah.
Craziest. But I've been humming it all day. I can't get it out.
That's the last thing you want to be caught walking down the street singing to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Could you imagine if I was walking down down Golders Green? You know what Golders Green is, Planet?
Yeah, yeah. In London.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the kind of the ghettos of London where all the Jews live. It's like Jewish... population outnumbers anyone else there.
Yeah.
And if I was going down the road, going,
you'd get thrown down the well.
I'd get fucking lynched by rabbis.
That would have been a riot.
Well, at least you'd be kosher.
True. Oh, man.
Yeah.
They get enough stick as it is, man. Fucking hell. Now it's
without
like,
us starting on
now
it.
Now it's the Muslims' turn.
Yeah.
Have we got to have a go at everyone equally?
Yeah, equally.
Just to make sure we're not picking on anyone. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, what was that Monty Python song? Always be kind to an Arab.
Never be rude to an Arab. That was the one.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those damn
atheists.
Well, it's
all right, you know. If you got hate in your heart, you need to let it out.
Yeah. I mean, the only religion that I truly, really, really, really hate deeply in all my soul is the Scientologists.
Have you ever met one?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd classify that as a religion, though.
It's a mindfuck, if it ever was one.
I used to live with a bunch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're top
pretty
nice
scary.
People. Yeah. They're really nice, but never touch yeah. one.
Yeah. Really cool people, but they will try and sell you the religion
yeah.
kind of thing.
And literally,
well,
you have
sell
to pay for
it. They literally
yeah.
sell
you
it.
Do.
Yeah. God. I hate
I
their
know,
purification
my
things. You know, like, oh, I used to drink a lot, and now I'm going to have to pay £250 a month so I can take this bottle of water and drink it while I recite these phrases. Eventually, you're going to have very little money and going to be urinating a lot, and nothing much will have ever happened.
Well, if it makes you feel better.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I were to pay for it, that would have to be some damn good water.
Yeah. Actually, there was a funny test of a group of people in a restaurant, and they were being sold some, you know, like $60 bottle worth of water, and it was actually just like tap water out of a garden hose.
Yeah.
And you know, they were going, this is from the top of the Himalayas, and it's been purified over thousands of years through the minerals and the rock and everything. And they were like, this is really nice. And like, okay, the next bottle is $150, and this is from the volcano of the mountain peak in somewhere in Bumza Kubai. I've made that up, obviously. And you know, it's been purified through the crystals of diamonds and all this crap. And they're like, it's really nice. It's got a very, you know, zingy taste to it. It's the same. It was the same fucking water out of the same fucking garden hose.
Jeez.
And I thought, if people can fall for that shit, then you know, that's just some major fucking social engineering.
Do you remember
when?
Well,
you know,
when,
heavy on his naive spell backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember when the Coca-Cola were doing that over here?
No. A
few years back.
No.
Coca-Cola tried to get into the bottled
water
market.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah, I remember they tried to sell bottled water.
Yeah, it
yeah.
was called Dasani.
Yeah.
And the papers investigated it, and they found out that it was actually just like Peckham tap water.
Peckham Springs.
So,
yeah,
they did a great big fucking thing about Del Boy and about Coca-Cola and, you know, that old episode of Only Fools and Horses.
I thought that was so funny, man.
And it was such a backlash that
yeah.
Coke couldn't sell any of it.
Yeah.
And they had to take it off the shelves. And I thought they'd shut the entire operation down.
Mm.
But no.
No,
it's still being sold in New York.
Oh, god damn.
Yep.
I couldn't believe it. I was over there.
All over the US.
You know what?
It's all over the US, yeah?
That's just amazing. I find it so amazing that people actually buy bottled water for like £2 for like 300 milliliters, where you could go to a tap, fill it up,
yeah.
and it's free.
I can't believe people pay for water. It's the most abundant substance on the face
yeah.
of the earth.
I mean, you are like, I don't know, 78% water or something.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to drink the water that comes out of me.
It's probably like 60% alcohol.
Maybe you do
want
to drink it.
Yeah. The rest is nicotine.
It's like 20 fags and 8 Stellas.
Well,
one.
He's taking a piss, otherwise he has a flamethrower.
have to let it out in short bursts for environmental reasons.
it ferments and comes out like 100%.
Yeah, and you know, people complain about the gas prices and then they pay $30 a gallon for bottled water.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez.
Insanity.
You know, it's so interesting the way, even on September 11th, people were encouraged to buy. Buy. You know, like, whenever something happens, people buy, like, duct tape and shit like that just to, like, cover their homes. It's like the insane kind of mass panic riot to purchase. It's, I don't know, it's just something crazy. And I think recently that's something that's happened in the UK, that people have gone out and purchased these stupid items just because there, you know, happens to be a shortage of it. It brings me on to the next thing that I want to say is Christmas is coming soon. And I think that Christmas is such a fucking commercialized money fuck that to get you, you know, oh my God, there's only a few more days left. Go out and purchase, buy. Everyone must have a present. You know, this is not good enough. You have to buy this, you have to buy that. I'm like, fuck off. Yeah. I don't even celebrate this, you know, religious festival because I don't consider it at all important in my life. And everybody's like, you know, oh, you have to, you know, fill out fucking cards for everyone. It's like, fuck off. Fuck's sake. I'm not expecting anything from you. Why should I give you something, you know? Fuck's sake.
Yeah. Also, it's just, the commercialization of it kind of flies in the face of everything that Christianity is supposed to be.
God, I know, that's why I hate it so much, because it's so commercialized. Like, you know, Valentine's Day, is that like the day that you have to give love? Should it not be like every day that you love someone? And, you know, it's like, oh, today, it's a forced love situation. You have to tell somebody how much you love them by giving them cheap fucking cardboard paper and, you know, fucking,
with cheesy sentiment.
And I don't understand why people give flowers to people. It's like a dying flower. It's not very nice, you know. I'd rather give,
yeah, I give my fiance a lot of flowers that she can plant.
Yeah, exactly, you know, give something that will live, not a dying, something that's already dead. It's like me giving you a dead rat. There you go, my friend.
Why, thank you. I'm so glad you care.
Yeah. You know,
the other thing is truly the best way to show your appreciation and fondness for somebody to spend money on them?
No, it's like, there's so many other ways of showing somebody else appreciation than having to go out and buy something that somebody has told you to buy.
Yeah.
On the day they've told you to buy.
I wrote a little blurb about this.
Yeah.
Few years ago, but I think my favorite phrase from it is buy, having is the most important thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Personally.
Well, what are you going to do? Valentine's Day I kind of like because it greatly increases your chances of
sexual,
you know, getting down with a loved one.
Oh man, that's just as horrible, man. I think every day should be like that.
No, so do I, but and for me, we live in a world that,
for me, it is such an opportunity like that, but
well, you're living the dream, man.
Yeah, but the problem is that I don't see birthdays as anything special. It's like, oh, it's the day I was born. Yeah, cool, okay. You see what
I see it as an achievement.
Yeah, it's like, I've lived this long. Fuck!
Congratulations, you're not dead.
Yeah.
Well, you know, statistically, it becomes increasingly and increasingly more difficult to survive.
Yeah, exactly. It just reminds me that I'm going to die in the next, you know, 45 years or something. Thanks for the reminder. You fucking come round every year, bitch.
Yep.
I think the whole essence of the birthday has been taken away from what it is, and it's just capitalizing on every single human emotion. That's basically what the core politicals try and do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, oh, a loved one has passed away. Here's a card.
That makes it all better.
Oh,
thanks.
You've broken your leg. Here's a card. Oh, I'm sorry
we
to hear
to come
that
up
you
with some,
yeah, sorry.
some cards.
Yeah.
For things that people could
you got
know,
owned.
Really use.
Here's a card. I'm
like
sorry.
My condolences on your motherboard.
Yeah. my deepest condolences on your web server for getting owned. Ionix.
Darling, I'm truly sorry I tried to stick it in your bum.
Yeah. I'm deeply apologetic for laughing at your penis.
Yes. You know, things that people could really use a card for.
Exactly. I'm sorry I stabbed you in the eye.
But my pen ran out of ink.
Yeah. Could do that.
That's it. We need to come up with our own line of hacker greeting cards.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
My condolence on your use of Windows.
I know it's an eternal struggle. My thoughts are with you.
Yes, that would be excellent.
Yeah.
You know, and instead of, like, birthday cards and things, there could be, like, separate holidays for when certain things were invented.
Yeah.
Like, celebrating, you know, the birth of the modem, for instance.
Yes. Happy Modem Day.
Yeah.
Happy BitTorrent Day.
Happy BitTorrent Day, yeah.
Yeah.
Could celebrate the day that, like, Ma Bell broke up.
Or you could do, like, the day that Windows releases Vista could be, you know, a national tragedy.
Stay strong in this difficult hour.
A day of great trial and tribulation for our nation and the world. We must gather together with strength and hope
form a coalition.
We know that there will be many lost souls in this day. There has already been many, many tragedies.
But worry not. I'm sure most of the holes will be patched by the time the next product comes out.
God.
So I've downloaded the new version of Overclockix, live CD.
Yeah. How is it?
And I'm ecstatic.
Cool.
On one of the earlier shows, I was kind of ranting on how the new version of it, which is now like the old version, was not as good as like previous versions because they were using a kernel that was not so great with hardware support.
Yeah.
And they took Xscene out of it and things like that. So they have a boot option now to boot into the 2.4 kernel.
Mm-hmm.
They put Xscene back into it, and it's using the newest version of KDE.
Cool. What's the newest version? Is it 3.3 or 3.4 now?
Oh, Lordy, I don't even know. Let's see, I suppose I could just check real quick. Where would it... I know there's an easy command for this, I just don't remember what it is.
KDE dash dash version.
Oh.
So, any final thoughts?
You know, one day I'm going to get a clip of Jerry Springer and play it when you say that.
Why?
His final thoughts.
Yeah.
It always reminds me of Jerry Springer. Remember, if two people don't love each other in a marriage, then it's bound to go wrong. Something like that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Obvious. I love how, like, his entire show is set up for, like, people to basically yell and scream and fight with each other.
Throw chairs,
like, we've learned something today.
Yeah. If your wife constantly
stabs you... Rednecks shouldn't breed.
If you're having problems because you're having sex with your own sister, then maybe consider not doing it. Because you know the children will come out squareheads.
It's good to love your family. It's just bad to love your family.
Yeah, it's good to love your family. It's just bad to have sex with it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Anyway, final thoughts from me? Nothing.
You're thoughtless.
Yeah, I'm pretty knackered today. Yeah. Hopefully some content coming soon. If you've any ideas, listeners, please do get in touch.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm running out of ideas on what to research and what to talk about. I've got some stuff in the pipeline, but if there's anything you want to know about, you got to tell us.
Yeah.
Because we ain't mind readers yet.
Nope. Yet.
We will be when we join the Masons.
Yeah. I wonder what it would take me to join the Masons.
Well, the initiation period, I think, is a few months.
Yeah, right.
Various little things like kneeling on corn and stuff like that.
What, the band?
Drinking goat's blood and sacrificing virgins.
Oh, you gotta love those virgin sacrifices.
Yeah. They get better every year, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if the Masons have their own line of Hallmark cards. Happy Virgin Sacrifice Day!
Happy Feast of the Vestal Virgin.
Yeah. May the demons be with you, oh brethren. Yeah. You gotta love my Masonic joke, though.
Which one's that?
How many Masons does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know how many.
I don't know, it's a secret.
It's crap, isn't it?
And you're like,
screw in a light bulb.
And you're thinking, where did I find that? I'm not going to say it's a secret. I found it from a Masonic forum, actually. Yes, they do actually have a forum, yeah.
Mad.
And they talk about their Masonic stuff and, you know, weird kind of shit like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes. I was thinking that we need the hacker voice handshake.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, what's that going to be like?
Well, I don't know. I had a couple of ideas. Maybe tapping out binary with the index finger on the other person's hand.
Beep, 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 beep. Hopefully it's not like some really long code.
Hello, how are you? My name is Fred. It is nice to meet you. What? Hang on, slow down. I need to write this.
You need to write it down, convert it to hex, and then to ASCII.
And even then it's encrypted.
Yeah, put it through a compiler. And then hash it with MD5.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, we're at it, we might as well just reverse the binary so ones equal zeros as well.
Or just have a quantum kind of thing. Well, it could be anything. It could be a 1 or a 0 or both. Or nothing at all.
Not only could it be a 1 and a 0 at the same time, it could be a 1 and a 0 at the same time in totally different places.
Yeah. We keep on coming back to that. It's quite funny.
Well, it's just because the entire concept of the thing is a mindfuck.
I know. Could you imagine, I could actually be here doing the show, but I could also not. And be here and not be here, but also I could be here and not, and also in any and many different other places as well.
Thank God that stuff only works on, subatomic levels.
Yeah, exactly.
Life is confusing enough as is.
Could you imagine you were riding, on the elevator and then
suddenly the elevator didn't exist anymore and you were covered in foam.
Reminds me of the Infinite Improbability Drive.
Yeah. It's actually true. If you pushed against a wall for long enough, you would, by the quantum theory, you would actually go through the wall. Because there is that chance that the wall could actually separate and open up and let your particles of your hand go through it.
That would take a very long time.
Yeah.
That can be your presentation at the 7th of October.
Could be, yeah.
Hacker VoiceCon.
I mean, like, you know...
Now there's a talent I'd like to have.
Yeah. I mean, it could be stipulated that if you're walking down the road, you could fall into a wormhole and end up on the other side of the road in a fraction of a second. Where in fact you
happened to me the other day.
Where in fact, yeah. Either
that or
all the time,
buddy. Cold medicine. Yeah. I don't know which.
My friend gave me this thing to smoke. It smelled a bit funny.
And then the next thing I knew, I woke up in the park naked, and it was nighttime.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, the most interesting thing about it is that you could actually travel for many, many years. And you return to the same place, and nothing has changed. It's like only a second went by.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, under the theory of relativity, as soon as you hit light speed, you become your mass becomes infinitely small, your density infinitely large,
yeah.
And time stops.
Yeah.
Does that make you God?
No, it just makes you very flat. But in actual sense, that's kind of true. It's the same kind of string theory. Well, string theory is separate from the other wormhole string theory, where it can be... and we're losing him. I think the quantums have opened up. Okay, we're back again. Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Cool. Okay, let me just try him again. For some reason, Skype crapped out. I didn't think you'd like my string theory.
Yeah, it's all this super string quantum hyper mega net fucking talk. Skype just went,
hey.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, I figured, right, when we start talking about quantum string
exactly.
theory.
Yeah, as I was saying, I mean, there's a practical example of it currently now where if you walk down the road you're being stretched slowly by gravity because the top of your head has less gravity than the bottom, so you would just stretch slowly upwards. That's why humans are kind of vertical. it's pretty simple, but let's say you were heading towards a wormhole. As you do in your spaceship, what would happen is that the front of your spaceship would get pulled greater than the rear of the spaceship, so that eventually what will happen is that your gravity will expand and you'll become pretty much string because it would suck you in and stretch you apart. And also because of the nature of wormholes, how they compress gravity and time, what will happen is that the person will be able to see you go in, and that's it. You'll be stuck. They won't get to see you actually go into the wormhole. They'll see you entering the wormhole and just staying there, never moving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that brings me on to the mysterious stars surrounding Andromeda's black hole. Yahoo is running a story about a recent discovery that shows a source of strange blue light coming from the center of Andromeda galaxy. This is the closest galaxy to ours. The light is currently a cluster of stars circling the galaxy's central black hole. With immense orbital velocity. From the article, such frequent activity was thought to prevent star formation when a knot of gas and dust collapse under its own gravity. Actually, they've worked out that supernovas don't actually happen because the sun runs out of gas. it just happens randomly. It's just like a nuclear kind of collapse within itself.
An implosion of sorts.
Yeah. Where what happens is the energy is released, but the mass is increased so much that it just rips through space and time. It just rips a hole straight through space and causes that black hole.
It rips space a new hole.
Yeah. Do you hear me, space? I'm gonna rip you a new hole, motherfucker.
Feel my gravity.
Yeah.
Hear it.
Actually, gravity is such an interesting force because it's weak and yet powerful at the same time. It holds entire planetary systems together, and yet you can jump. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting little thing there.
And also, for all you kind of hackers out there, there's an interesting new form of communication using graviton rays, where you use pulses of gravitational energy to communicate with other dimensions, which is pretty cool. Because they found, using the string theory, that gravity actually expands through dimensions. It's not relative to one, whereas time is.
How is the gravity generated?
Nobody knows.
Okay.
Oh, you mean how do you generate the gravity?
Yeah, how do you have, like, a gravity generator?
I don't know, it's just a gravity generator. I don't know, I guess they just do something funky with atoms and stuff. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My favorite is the proton accelerator experiment.
Yeah.
Where the proton actually hits before it's fired.
Hmm.
But it is a causal relationship.
Yeah, it's just physics is so interesting, vast subject.
Yeah. It is kind of, in a way, the fundament of all other science.
Exactly.
Too.
Sorry, you were going to say something, Planet?
You mentioned gravity generator.
Yeah.
Back there. I was just wondering whether that
I just
was,
made that name up, by the
way. Well, I was just wondering if it was an Autobot or a Decepticon.
It's actually a Transformer.
Crap joke, but hey, I like it.
Yeah.
Most likely a Decepticon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds quite nasty, actually.
Gravity generator! Transform!
Jorunsk! Ronsk!
Oh shit, I'm in the wrong galaxy!
Yeah. Never mind. I'll just do my gravitron!
That reminds me.
To other dimensions.
I've got Transformers and Media Games.
They start talking back.
Sorry?
I said talking to other dimensions.
Yeah.
I think the scary part is going to be when they start talking back.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it'd be interesting to actually listen if they're already talking. Because to us, it's the fastest known form of intergalactic communication is gravity, you know, gravo-something-tron communication.
Gravimetric,
yeah, let's call it that. Because it's like when a star collapses, there's actually a shift, a wave of gravimetric radiation, or, you know, like a, because if you think of space as a towel, and the heavier something is, the bigger kind of pull on the towel it has downwards, and if you mm-hmm. if you put marbles on a towel and you stretch it out, and, you know, you put a bigger marble in the middle and you have a smaller marble, and you will eventually see that the smaller marble gets just sucked into the bigger one, and it just eventually all goes into one. And it pushes through. So let's say that the mass was so great that it ripped straight through the towel. That's when a black hole occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically sucks in all the mass down that one infinite...
Yeah, mass and light.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that is just, like, really insane to me, is the fact that gravity actually bends light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you can actually see that happening if you, if you have a light source behind a star or a planet, you will actually see like a ring around the planet where the light is taking longer to reach you, and it kind of convexes around that mass. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's so much we don't understand about our universe.
Because before they thought that you know, the light was a strict measurement. But now it's not, because it could be bent, it could be warped, it could be slowed down, it could be sped up. So you can't even measure light, so you know.
Well, then what good are we?
Yeah, exactly. I say make more lasers. Lasers, sharks with lasers. If you don't have a shark with a laser,
freaking shark with laser beams on their head.
Freaking laser beams! I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking for a shark with a freaking laser beam.
Well, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Be hell to try and feed it though.
Yeah. Ah, oh, fucking cunt.
You'd run out of enemies real quick.
Yeah, you would. And friends.
I guess that's kind of the point, though.
Hmm. Okay, so we've just done an hour now.
Alright.
Yeah. Shall we...
Very good.
...close things off?
Sure.
Sure.
Let's yeah, why not?
Wait, Cal William... What should we close off with? As always, no one has any suggestions.
I have no idea what you've got.
Django.
What's that?
The Django Reinhardt.
Ah. Don't actually have that available here.
Ah.
Where did I put that, man? Oh, yeah.
See, this is why I stopped suggesting stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, one second, let me just find that shit.
What do you want? This. I haven't got it.
Which song do you want? Django Reinhardt.
Either one.
Minor Swing.
Yeah, Minor Swing's a good one.
Cool. Okay. So, good night from Planet.
Nighty night, folks.
Yeah. And
good night.
And me as well, I guess.
And I, Alex.
And Alex, yeah.
Yeah, which guy are you again? The American?
Yeah. Identity crisis.
Yeah, let's all change our handles. I'll be Planet for the day.
We all throw our handles into this big glass bowl.
Yeah.
And then whichever one you pick out, you have to have sex with.
Oh, fuck. Well, is that something you've come up for the hotel? Don't
That's
tell
horrible.
Me.
I'm giving myself a bad reputation here. I'm just going to stop.
Yeah.
I think we all are.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh, man, I'm putting my handle in twice.
You'll end up wanking yourself off.
It's what I usually do anyway. Anyway, good night and goodbye. Thank you.